Cars Systems.
Yeah, hi. My name is Ruben. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. I was looking for Spencer.
Speaking.
Hi, Spencer. My name's Ruben. I'm with the Bank of Cardiff. I'm in underwriting. Can I give you my phone number in case we get disconnected here?
Let me grab something to write with. Well, is it the 858-866-9102?
Correct.
I have it on my phone. Okay.
Good enough. Okay. Gotcha. And so, I just had a few basic questions about your business. Firstly, I want to understand, I understand you currently have a loan with a company called OnDeck Capital, correct?
We do not. That has been paid off.
Oh, that's been paid off. Okay, so that's paid off. And you currently don't have any working capital loans. Is that accurate?
We have one with, it's called Cabbage, but it's like $5,000. It's
like a line of credit,
yeah,
right?
It's like a little slush fund. Yeah, it's similar to a line of credit, yeah.
Okay, great. So what I wanted to go over was just got a general synopsis of your business and understand a few things. What's the minimum amount of funding you're looking for? What's the maximum you're looking for? And what is this money going to be used for?
I guess the very minimum would be like 150 is like what we're looking for. Maximum would be 200. Basically, what we're looking to do right now is a couple things. One is we invest in marketing at this point, and two is to increase our inventory. And just to give you a little bit of background, we've been doing well since we started. We've always turned a profit, and we've had growth every year. But in 2014, we got sued by a large publicly traded company for patent infringement, and they were basically just trying to drive us out of business. That was their whole purpose because they had no case. But we still had to fight it. So it took us 2 years and about $500,000 worth of money. But we did. We won. We won the lawsuit. They appealed. We won the appeal. Hands down, of the five claims they were making, they got nothing. So, of course, that put a big damper because we were in survival mode, spending money on legal bills, et cetera. So for 2 years, we actually, in 2013, we finished at almost $800,000. In the following year, we were going to probably break the million, yet the following year, we dropped down to about $550,000 or something around there. And we were that way. So the lawsuit was won at the beginning, the first quarter of last year, and we've been on an upswing. We went to the SEMA show at the end of last year, and we've been picking up several international distributors. We just shipped products to Australia. We opened up one in South Africa. Our Netherlands distributors coming back online. I'm working on leads, one in Malaysia, one in China, and one in South America. So the business is on an upswing, and we've been picking up a lot of business. As soon as my bookkeeper finishes reconciling June, I can send you our P&Ls for the year to date, and you'll see that our sales have increased tremendously this year. Just because, again, like I said, we're on an upswing, we're back on track. Everybody's, found out the lawsuit is done, so people have confidence again, and we're moving ahead. So with all that, we're getting a lot more orders, a lot more interest, so we want to be prepared. We don't want to choke having all these orders and not having enough money and enough product to ship out. So that's why we're looking for the money.
Okay. So I know I take a look at the business credit and overall history. The way I like to, talk with customers, it's really a two-way street on what they're looking to accomplish and the relationship they're looking to get. Just to confirm, you're looking for credit, a.k.a. cash. You're not looking for any equipment asset purchases, correct?
No assets. We have a contract manufacturing plant in Ohio that does all our manufacturing for us. Okay. So we buy all the raw materials, we ship them there, and then they take care of the making product, the base product, the chemical pouch, so to speak, and then they send that to us in L.A. We do the packaging and distribution and sales.
Okay. If the terms are we are not able to provide you the approval you need, what other options are you considering?
I have a few applications out, obviously, to make sure I to see what the best deal out there is. But what I am looking for really is a longer term. I don't want a short term. because while we will probably end up paying this off within a couple of years, I do not want, you know, the high payment to choke our cash flow right now. So, okay. You know, just
no, but
I'm looking for 3 to 5 year terms.
I know your financing's been ran a lot. It's been what I call shotgunned all over town, where you kind of get around to a lot of people, and we don't have that intention here at Bank of Cardiff. But I'm saying if a traditional working capital company doesn't provide you what you need, are you going to go to your bank? What other options do you have in mind for this funding? Or is it kind of, if it works, it works. If not, should it kind of just stay the course?
Well, no. I mean, obviously, the banks, unfortunately, they want you to have money and assets. And if we had money in the bank, we would need to borrow in the first place. I've been on that road with them. I bumped my head against the wall. And it's just their criteria are just crazy for a business like ours. And unfortunately, since we don't have any machinery or buildings or assets, it's really hard for them to do that. And also, as you've probably seen already, my personal credit and my partners is not the greatest, because we've sacrificed our credit to make sure the business has good credit and we pay everything on time and everything is done. So, you know, my only other options are, you guys and a few other people. If we don't get that, then we're just going to have to, you know, taper back and see what we can do. I mean, we have a couple of private lending options, people that we know that we'd rather not do. But that's not something, you know, I mean, that's just something we're not looking to do. We'd rather just, we've done this several times with OnDeck, with BFS, I think there was another one, I can't remember right now. And we've, you know, always paid on time, paid them off, and just, you know, I've switched lenders only because I'm getting better terms. The first time we got one, it was like an 8-month term, and I think it was like $50,000 or something like that. And then the second time around, we had like 75 or 80,000, and we got a 1-year term. And the last one with OnDeck, they gave us 18 months, and we paid that. But you know, like I said, it was wreaking havoc on our cash flow at the moment. And our business is seasonal, so we don't want to be committed to a big daily payment. Especially also is also a big problem. Well, not a problem. I mean, it's just the bottom line is that it adds up at the end of the month.
Yes,
so we're looking.
Here's what I would suggest to you, and just, you know, we're not here to beat up anyone, but I want to give you kind of what's realistic and what I feel is appropriate, and what's, you know, what you mentioned a few lenders, BFS, OnDeck. I'm aware of these lenders. I know how they work. This is kind of my thought process on what's appropriate for you. The first thing is, OnDeck, on terms of the business credit, there are some business credit issues, just, you know, it's pretty thin. Is the biggest thing that I would see. It's just it's not a lot of data. In terms of the personal credit, yes, your score is in the 570s. That's not a reason we do or do not lend, as an FYI.
Okay.
So we don't look at just personal credit. OnDeck did note that there's some collections issues when they worked with you in the past. So they're
right.
We
had an issue. Well, there was an issue, and this is something that I could never get resolved with them, where every once in a while, I would get an email saying, "Oh, we weren't able to collect this payment." You know, when they're taking the dailies out, and I see that they're taking the money out, and then it was just a weird thing. And this was during the lawsuit thing where we had to make some large payments out, and so you know we missed a couple, but I thought they were picking them up because I would see more than one payment a day, but it was hard to keep track of because it's daily and there's so much going on every day. So I know we had a few days in there, but it was no more than maybe 5 or 8 days that we had, you know, issues with.
We actually have a special relationship with OnDeck where we get really awesome pricing, but we're not going to, you said, beat your head against the wall, and we're not going to do that. Let me give you some ideas of what I think is realistic and what we can do for you. So the first thing you mentioned, you know, looking for $100,000 to $200,000, we do our loans based on revenue and cash flow. And the good thing about our program is, similar, you've probably done renewals, you can always apply for more money quickly. That being said, we're not going to be close to $200,000. We're not going to really be even in the same ballpark.
Okay.
What we would probably offer you is about a $46,000 loan, about $46,000. The reason why is, if we give you $200,000 of debt, there are some programs where people kind of, pardon my language, a lot of sales reps in this industry, they'll throw stuff against the wall. They'll shotgun your credit all over town in the hopes that you'll get something you like because they're scared of their customers. They're scared of someone saying no. We're a relationship-based lender. We've been in business for 12 years. We have amazing ratings online, and we get a lot of referrals. And the reason people work with us is because we tell them the truth. So I think $200,000 wouldn't be in our strike zone. I think it's too much debt. I think the program that's actually good for you is you mentioned that you have your seasonal business, correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of an adjustable ACH program?
You're talking about where it's a percentage of income instead of a fixed daily fee?
Well, it's a hybrid product. It's very similar, correct? So it's not, but it's not. It's nothing to do with your credit cards. So what we have is we have an ACH fixed daily program. But after 2 weeks, every 2 weeks, we can review your bank account. Now, most people like to keep the payment the same. But if your business goes up, you can, if you want, choose to have an you can, or goes down, we can adjust the payment accordingly. And so it can go in the highs and lows of your business. It's very similar to a credit card advance, but it doesn't have anything to do with the credit cards. That, in my opinion, might be a better product for you if your business is kind of volatile in different seasons.
Okay. But 46 is really not enough bar fuck. That's not an amount that we're interested in. We're
looking
to get.
Yeah. Can I ask what other lenders have told you they're going to do for you?
I just started this process yesterday, so I don't have a lot of answers yet from people. I am waiting.
Yeah, I see a file called FC Marketplace. Is that correct?
FC Marketplace. No,
Your credit was ran there yesterday.
Maybe they have a different corporate name, but that does not ring a bell.
So, and take it with a grain of salt. The companies that offer someone of your revenue stream, if they're going to offer you 200 grand, that's about a third of your revenue. That amount of debt will generally hurt the customer, and we are not in the business of hurting our customers. We understand that people will do it, but we've seen the flip side of it, and it just leads to bad things. 46,000 is a much more realistic number.
That's like a fourth of what we're looking for. I mean, I could go for 100, 120, but yeah, 46.
No, it's too much debt based on your revenue.
Yeah, and we've done it before. You know, we've done it many times, and we've paid them off. So yeah.
Okay, so how much did you borrow with OnDeck previously?
It was $100,000. It was like $95,000 or something like that.
And what were your revenues then?
It was less than it is now because this is during the time that we were in the middle of a lawsuit, so our revenues were in the mid 500,000s.
Okay. I can just tell you kind of from our side of things, $100,000 is just too much money the first time out. We'd like to keep it realistic. I'm going to keep your approval. I can keep open once we go through a few stipulations on 46,000. We can do a 15-month term maximum and give you the ability to pay off early. But I think, and just take it with the utmost respect, because I used to be on the sales side, I understand. You probably get a lot of calls for working capital, correct?
I get a lot of emails and stuff.
A lot of emails, a lot of calls, a lot of letters in the mail, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right now, the industry's saturated. And right now, that there are a lot of people who are extremely salesy who want to tell a customer what they want to hear. They're not a direct lender. They're only there to broker off a transaction and make a quick commission. So that's all they're there to care about. For us, we're a little different. We're a direct lender. We're a syndicator. We have credit cards. We offer equipment financing. Most customers work with us on a repeat basis. I can only tell you that, in my opinion, any company that forces this amount of debt down your throat, I feel it puts the customer behind the eight ball. We have to keep revenues aligned with debt, and we're looking at about no more than 8-10% of your revenues, which for an unsecured loan is actually very competitive.
Okay.
But
I understand. And look, I mean, I know every bank, every lender has their own criteria, and that's your criteria, and that's fine. Like I said, I mean, historically, even with much less revenue than we have now, we've been able to get through this and pay and be fine. And so, you know, we'll take our chances, and because we know what we're doing, what we can do, and what our revenues are.
Yeah, this is what I would do. We have a meet or beat policy. I would encourage you, I mean, if I'm a consumer just like you outside of my job. I shop around. I shop around for everything. I want to get the best deal. I would shop around. I mean, like you said, you know, you understand your credit's a little low, so it's not like a few extra inquiries are going to hurt it that much. I would shop around your credit, and I would see what offers you have. If you can get your sales rep here a legitimate offer, a legitimate approval that says in writing you're approved for more money, we'll try to beat it. Not meet it, we'll try to beat it. But
which sales rep are you working with?
Oh, well, the stereotype that you're working with is let's see, you're working with Jeremiah.
Oh, right. Okay, got it. Okay. All right, no worries. I'll keep looking around here and see what there comes up.
You're just starting this process.
For the offer.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll have Jeremiah follow up with you. I mean, you put in an inquiry yesterday, correct? For these.
Yes.
I know the industry. I know that companies are highly aggressive trying to earn your business. So I'd assume you've gotten some phone calls and questions and emails about your file today already, correct?
No, you're the first one, actually.
Oh, really? Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. Usually I see people just kind of lash onto it like a pit bull. I would assume that you'd probably get some approvals or offers tomorrow, if not Friday. So I'd ask you not to sign any documents, but I'll have Jeremiah follow up with you tomorrow afternoon and Friday morning. See what, you know, you've been offered. And if you have an offer that's better than ours in terms of more money and longer terms, I'll see if we can beat it and at least give you the best option available.
Sure deal. I'll definitely do that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.